end of it. Like, I'm thinking that I'm doing a good thing and that I'm going to be brought through. But they went to play the division between me and me. At that time, I never thought of anything. I thought racism had been pushed away and that's why I was being allowed to do what I was doing. So now that they've done this to me, I find myself actually thinking about racism, whereas 3-5 years ago, I thought it had vanished almost, you know? Like, I find myself in a horrible place like that now, and where I can relate to
it. So would you say it's like because of just how they've dealt with you in the past, basically, that's why you didn't want to open the door?
Yeah, because, yeah, that's basically the truth. Yeah. It wasn't I didn't want to do that. I wanted to give myself a fair opportunity and them a fair opportunity to be able to analyse the true circumstances. So I wanted to give them my medical note. I wanted to show them that I'm not fit to go to, and that I'm not someone that's going to squander. Mm-hmm. You know my address. You can go through my solicitor firm and arrange a meeting with me about this. You can be a lot more civil. This is an hour and a half over, and there's no risk of immediate danger. Like, and none of it was respected at the time. And,
So you wanted to, like, do a voluntary?
Yeah, I wanted to do a voluntary. I was offering that in the recordings. You can hear me. I want to come to look, take my medical note. I'm too ill to go. I've got a complete sick note for 4 nights. I've just come out of an operation and all of that. And I'm trying to show them, and I'm going to go and get the medical note. I'm in my pyjamas. How can there be any, if you're accusing me of damaging a car, like, sort of thing, like, and I'm in here in an hour and a half late in my pyjamas, yourselves know that there's no risk here. Like, what the heck, just let me go back to sleep. And if you really feel it's saying that you want me to come to the police station about that, or give me a first warning at least. Tell me if there's any more problems tonight, then we're going to be arresting your son. But you ain't even giving me a fair first warning. Considering all the records, you know what I'm saying? And then bam, that was it. By that time, the woman had, she was on me, and she's telling the bloke to boot the door down. You can imagine the rest from that.
Yeah, I did watch, obviously, it wasn't nice, and I did obviously see you were trying to explain about your, see your, your bandage, where you obviously had an operation. What was that for?
I had my, I had a hernia, so my whole stomach had fell out of my body. And I could push my whole stomach and go back and back, massive. So they had to send me to a private place, and I was lucky to get that.
Oh, so they removed the hernia?
No, the hernia is, say that you've got a carrier bag here, which is fat. In your stomach, we know that our stomach looks like a load of sausages. That fat there has our skin pushed up against it. That fat can get a hole in it, and the sausages will come out, your sausage will blow up like a balloon out. So they can't cut it off because they'll be cutting your stomach in half. They have to push it back inside and then mesh on it to seal your stomach from coming outside of the fatty carrier bag. So the fatty stuff's a Tesco bag, and then you've got loads of sausages. The fatty bag's got a hole in it and it's blowing up. Mine's like that.
So they went inside to put it down.
They had to cut me completely open just here. Look through. I don't know if you can see it there. They have to just slice me just here like that from there to there.
Yeah.
And my stomach was out here in the skin. It sits in, and then it had to be pushed back in. And then that was it. So it was very serious. It wasn't like...
Yeah. No, I'm
wrong. There was no way I was going to cause it. And I didn't even know the car belonged to her like that.
Yeah.
So it didn't make sense.
Yeah. So that's literally what we'll be going into and saying. Obviously, like I said, she's going to say what she's going to say on the stand. Try to not say, like, say anything when she's saying it. I know, obviously, it's going to be irritating to hear it, but...
Are you going to be attending yourself?
No. So it won't be me. It will be my colleague, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Is Andrew all right, though? I bet he is. He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's very good. Very experienced.
He's a barrister. Is he the barrister?
No, so he's a solicitor advocate. He's not a barrister. He's an advocate.
So what does that mean? That I'm not
basically so barristers usually go to town court. They don't really do like magistrates court, so they usually do like I guess the obviously very, very, very serious stuff. So they usually in the town court, but a solicitor like advocate usually goes to a magistrates court. So that's what Andrew does. Andrew more or less just does trials like this. Back to all the time
with kind of
like
is he the gentleman that was supposed to have dealt with me before and on the other occasion? He's always in hibernation and cool. Is he a white guy? He moved quite old, a bit older.
He is white. He might have been.
A bit older.
Did you see? No, because it said on the file, it says the last person that you that dealt with yours, that was in court for you, his name was David.
Yeah.
Did he have hair?
Yeah, little quirky hair.
That, that was
he's a danger. He's a magician, isn't he? He's a dangerous guy. He's,
oh, really?
he's a dangerous guy. He's lived in the court for too long. He's like Michael Carroll. Because I was Michael Carroll's client, yeah, and Michael Carroll done his work experience on me. So he was a civil solicitor, and I met him when we were children. I had a big friend network. So we helped him build the Michael Carroll & Co. solicitors, and I've become his project head. Then once he had done that, I got loads of no further actions. That's why I'm known. I got nicked every day on one, but I listened to him and I learned instead of, and I didn't go down the wrong route. And that's why I'm still sort of standing there, just about. But then he's gone and got Josephine Ward, and I've become her project ex as well. So I've ended up with like 100 no further actions on my record, you know what I'm on about? And none of them are for serious crimes. And it's all because I've been done for work experience, but I've learnt a bit of the law. And now, now when someone looks at my record, it's like, well, he's got 100 wins and we've got like 10 here. So now it's like a game to them rather than, it's unfair.
Yeah. But I mean, we can only try for anyway. Andrew, he is very good. He's very experienced. So
Did you have work experience when you had to train? So did you have a client that was your work, like project X and a project Y?
No, I didn't really. As in, like, when I started doing this, did I do work experience?
Yeah. Pardon?
No, I kind of just got the job and, like, got stuck in. I didn't really have any work. I did do work experience when I was in secondary school in a law firm, but it wasn't even in crime. I think it was in like immigration, something really boring.
Isn't it normally now part of the thing that you have to do that to get your solicitor's degrees? You have to do part of the work and do all these different parts of it.
Well, this is what I'm doing now. So this part of my training, so I'm a trainee.
You're a trainee now. So it's basically happening again, but it's like this.
So what I'm doing now, that is part of my, so you have to do 18 months of recognised training. So this now is part of my
training. Your recognised training. Because I've done all the civil, criminal, I've studied so much law, it's unrealistic. Yeah. I know most of it off in the back of my head. There ain't many laws that you can say to me and I wouldn't tell you what year and section I've studied.
I mean, I barely even remember the course off the back of my head.
I can remember the caution. I know every human right off by heart. I know all my UK human rights. I know all my international, I know all the treaties to the, I've studied every, I'm doing all consumer laws right now, 2015, I've just won 31,000 off of trip.com. I'm doing loads of companies, I've been going through little things with them where I'm playing games and just learning different parts of law and that.
I mean, it's always good to learn things, so why not?
Yeah, it was different, because I was building the festival and everything like that, it meant that studying different parts of it, all full of memorandums and for doing capital and share and everything. After what happened, I've not met too many nice people, you know. Get locked on curfew for 10 years, it's not a nice thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go to prison, you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that something I can guarantee you, or?
I mean, I can't say of 100% that you're not, from my personal opinion and from a legal point, this is not an invisible offence.
The severity of it.
You understand how the sentencing guidelines work, right?
Pardon?
You understand how the sentencing guidelines work,
Yeah,
right?
Sentence, 100%.
So within the sentencing guidelines, the starting point is a low community order. If you were convicted, it's category 2C. It's quite low. The starting point.
But because we have to keep it a local, like 6 months, is the maximum would be, is what is it, a year or 6 months at the lower court?
What, in a magistrate?
Yeah, magistrate. Yeah,
it's a year.
Yeah.
So, but you wouldn't...
I don't want no record on my record. Have you seen my criminal record? Did you see the copy of what I've returned it and how I can prove it's all frauded? Have you seen...
No, when I say I think I can see it, then I can see your PNC. So
have you seen a copy of what I sent you back and how my whole PNC is frauded? Every entry is frauded. All of my reprimand dates, have you not seen? I've sent you all the links, but you can't see it all. And then that's
it might be because you're sending links. We are very much told off clicking on links.
Yeah, because of what can happen.
A lot of people, exactly.
Yeah, because you're
so
sitting. And especially with what just happened to, who did that just happen to? This week, someone else it just happened to one of the car companies one of the car companies just got hacked with one of the massive things. Yeah. So they can't get none of the Jeeps out and all the rest of it. I think it was Jeep or something got done. They've almost gone bankrupt.
Yeah. So we're very if we get like blitz, like they're very much like.
But you're allowed to go to a website, ain't you?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But it's just like, if we receive links from people, we tend to just not click on it because obviously you just never know. And obviously, yeah, if we get hacked, like literally we have so many people's lives and files and stuff that are obviously completely private and posted.
So when I'm sending you all these files, you can't see them like that. You're not really, because I was sending you links to click on it. But I can show you now, like, because they've submitted my criminal record. I can show you that my...
If anything is relevant to this case, then I think it would be best if you send it like as a document rather than a link. Because if I get a link, I probably won't click on it.
Right, that makes
just because I don't want.
I've sent you loads. That's because I'm feeling a bit hurt.
They say it's me.
Like, I can show you Rebecca how she's banging on my front door, like how the inside of my flat, pictures and stuff like that. I can show you everything.
Can't you send it just as a video?
I can send you just a video now of my criminal record. So my criminal record, how
no,
it
no,
is...
not of that. Just because I'm talking about like for the case, the things that I can show Andy.
It's, I don't know how to send it all in that. I can send them as far, but some of them are really like are hard to see. Like to send, I can send you like a link of my video now, like a bit, but it'll show you the what's happened in my criminal record and why me and Hybrian isn't in court are chasing me. If that makes
sense. No. So I'm literally just talking about just for this case.
Yeah.
If you have anything that's relevant, then obviously you can send it to me. But if you can try and send it like as a video or picture.
That, this is a video now, yeah. And they sent a copy of my criminal record in this case, yeah. Now this is me showing you how my whole criminal record is frauded. And the reviewing teams at Hybrian isn't in court right now keep setting me up, and so does the one at Metropolitan Police, because my mum went to the courts and she got them to check Hybrian as registered, and they found that none of my cases were in the memorandums of the convictions. So when they went downstairs into the court, my mum, when we go to court or get nicked by the police will take a printout of our criminal records. That I've got like 36 printouts and 31 convictions on them. My mum brought those convictions to the courts and they said that they're not in the records in the courts. So now my mum was supposed to get them deleted, and the courts were talking about it and they're all agreeing that they should be deleted, but they've just refused to delete them. My mum's gave me those files. Now I've gone over the whole record. I requested the true files out of ACRO. And I've compared them. Now, all of my offence dates at the police stations were closed. So say like I've been nicked today at 7 o'clock at night for a small amount of weed, yeah, and that offence 41, it will say in the ACRO report that I went to court on that same day at 9 o'clock at night, and Hybrian Islam Court was opened up, and then I was given bail for a year. And so I spoke to Hybrian Islam Court, and Hybrian Islam Court said, well, this couldn't have happened. The court was closed at this time. The court was closed at this time. The court was closed. You couldn't have done all this. You can't be charged by the police station at 7:30, then put your plea in on the same day at 11 o'clock at night. And so they've looked at my whole record and said the whole lot's fake. Now, have you ever seen The Great Train Robbery? When they take all the money off the train. Yeah, and he goes, oh, it's too much money when they put it in the room. Yeah? That was £24 million they got. And I in today's value, that £24 million that they spread between the nine of them is worth £54 million. When the council gave me their policies, they gave me £50 million for each year, backdating 10. So I got the Great Train Robbery times 10 just in that there. Then I went and got the same off of the NHS because they made me a complete fabricated mental health record trying to help the police. And I can prove the whole record was frauded. So they've never diagnosed me of nothing, but they've gave me all the records. Now they've gave me all their insurance policies saying unlimited, unlimited, unlimited. Now I'm allowed to claim whatever I want. So I couldn't work out how to get 50 million out of the money. So now, because my criminal record was frauded for 10,000 days from 96 till today's date, what's been worked out is that I'm allowed a minimum wage for every day. I could have been a doctor in 96 and I could have had a good career, but because I've got an identity crisis and someone's made up a complete record for me, then I'm tampered. So I get minimum wage for each day, and that worked out to £31 million. Then there's a thing called the litigant fees. Now, if I act litigant on my own, I'm allowed to claim under the new law 2025 and in retrospectual, I'm allowed to claim my correspondence between me and you, like your use of a charge, yeah? So I'm allowed to charge for all of my stuff if I'm writing a letter now and claiming against somebody, and I've proved that case to be won. So that works out to about £15 million just in the thousands of emails. So I've managed to work out how to get the 50 mil out of it, and I've just done the N1 claim form, got all my pre-action conduct there and all the evidence in it, and I just submit that over in a minute. But just before I submit it, I'm getting a couple of grabs and punches, you know, which is well expected. But
yeah. Okay. Right. So what I have basically written down is obviously we spoke about the video in
it's 2:29, first attempt 25. I'm going for the meeting again because the timing seemed to be wrong. I say 2:30, she said 2:15, then fell down and says 1:30. This leaf have time logs and things like that. That doesn't seem to have it. Or access to record. It's supposed to, but inside the level, but it wants you to draw the same email. 33 minutes. Oh. This is going to be. Telephone call to Tuffers. So no one has responded to your request. Please join again. It's more than alarming, it's concerning. This is distressing and alarming. There's like 12 days to a trial and I don't even have a victim, like an alleged person turning up or an alleged victim's on. The spirit family's part. First, she says this. So this was happening. We're in the email. Here it says, meeting with some for the when, where, blah, 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 Tuesday. So that's perfect. I'll be in there for 8. Join the meeting, now you click. Yeah. That has accepted wins over. I don't understand why it says I've accepted this and I'm just accepting whatever that whatever she's it. Yeah. I've just clicked yes, I'm going. That's what I've clicked. Hello.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
I just kind of have to leave. Okay, hi, yeah, I'm Nicole, I've been emailing you. I'm just assisting Andrew with your case, so Andrew is the one who'll be doing the trial. But I'm just helping them to prepare for your trial.
Okay.
Yeah?
That's perfect.
I think you did meet with Andrew when you were at court, was it? Was Andrew with you?
No, I've not met anybody. I've just met one lady.
Oh.
I've never met anybody. The first time that I was arrested, I was brought to the court. And when I was brought to the court in the sector secure, I was brought up, someone come downstairs and he said he was acting for yourselves. He quickly made me sign some bit of paper, wouldn't even let me speak, and then he disappeared. And then there was no one in the court representing me. They granted me bail on my own. But what they said is that the CPS paperwork wasn't there, and there was no CPS paperwork. So they were quite shocked for this case to have gone ahead. But that was for obvious reasons, because of they swapped the charge, and I was never arrested. But I've never been arrested for this charge. I've never been interviewed. Yourselves come to the police station. I've been nicked for harassment. A girl's done a statement which she supplied a video for, which was for January. Now that statement, once I've been interviewed by with your solicitor firm, they've left, and the police officer's come out. He's dropped the harassment charge. And then he's just charged me with another charge, like for threats. And I wasn't arrested, interviewed. I asked if USOC can be called. They refused for USOC to be called and everything. And then I was taken in a secure van. I was brought to the police and to the courts. And the courts didn't even have no paperwork there. There was no solicitor in the court. And the CPS would have had the paperwork had they reviewed the case and agreed for that second charge to be submittable for court. So, like, I'm not being interviewed. I've not been anything for this charge. It's so unfair.
But what I can see from this is you were interviewed on the 3rd of August and you provided a prepared statement.
For harassment.
Which said, so you were arrested for a section for a public order.
No, I wasn't, madam. Madam, honestly, I was arrested for harassment 1997, I promise you that. And your solicitor firm, in the interview room, he made me do a prepared statement, which I was well happy with him doing. I took his legal advice. And that statement, we was only talking about harassment. In the interview tape, the police officers tried to question me about other things. And even the solicitor said, he's not being arrested for these things. And you're not allowed to talk to him for as long as...
So the prepared statement says, I did not use any threatening words towards my neighbour. I did not threaten to blow up her car. And I did not cause her any harassment, alarm, or distress.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's possible. Yes, and the solicitor wrote it. The solicitor wrote it down.
So that's what this trial is for. It's for the making threats to blow up her car.
No, madam.